A jackhammer works away at what's left of the Pfeiffer Canyon Bridge. Just to the south, a helicopter sits parked on Highway 1, surrounded by towering trees and in front of the Big Sur Deli, a sign of the times in this now isolated part of Big Sur. But inside the deli, life feels almost normal. Music plays over the sound system and the shelves look freshly stocked. Steve Mayer's dad owns the store. It's the only place that's stayed open just south of the bridge.
We have been doing supply runs around the south through Nacimiento.
Nacimiento-Ferguson Road, a rugged and remote four-hour drive to the normally nearby Monterey, where Mayer lives. Going home is not part of his daily routine.
Yeah, I just sleep on the floor. I have an air mattress, but it's not too bad.
So he's eager for a new trail around the bridge to open.
Oh, it's going to be very important. I think I'm going to be hiking in and out every day if I can, just to get back home.
How many you got? So we got six.
Yeah.
Okay. Customer Carissa Chapelet shares his eagerness. She's been organizing locals to help state parks and the California Conservation Corps build the trail.
Getting the crew lunch order here.
We've got enough jalapenos, you think?
Chapelet and several other locals have cars on either side of the downed bridge, meaning the trail will bring life kind of back to normal. I join her just up the highway at the trailhead.
So we're standing on some stairs. Just a few weeks ago, I'm guessing these weren't here?
Right. So I actually, just about 3 weeks ago, there was nothing here. It was just like walking there.
She points to the bushes that creep up to the road. Next to them, a sign reads, "Trail closed, under construction." Waiting is a test of patience for locals who willingly hiked through the steep and rugged terrain before approaching state parks about building this formal trail.
Yeah, it's critical. It's not like we can wait like another month or 2 months or even a week. I mean, I don't know how to stress this because for me, it's really personal.
Everyone on the south side of the bridge has a story of hardship from being isolated for more than a month.
I have actually a very dear friend who's actually my ex-husband from years ago who has stage 4 cancer that I've been his primary care person for. So for a month I've been cut off from being able to help him. Luckily I have some friends who are helping, but this is one story.
There's also the story of the roughly 40 kids who can't get to school. For now, teachers are being helicoptered in. Others can't get to work. But the trail, while nearly done, is still a construction site. I walked it earlier in the day with John DeLuca of California State Parks. We make our way back and forth through switchbacks and several flights of stairs. He says the steep hillside required the trail to be this elaborate.
It's really not much footing. You'd be on all fours, grabbing at trees and branches to pull yourself up.
Under a canopy of lush greenery, we pass several crews made up of locals and state workers.
They're drilling down in to put the rebar to hold the step structure. See how he's pounding the rebar into it now?
Once complete, the trail will be for Big Sur locals only. Expanding access is an ongoing debate.
It's still being developed, the trail plan itself, but the intended use is for immediate needs of the community. Depending on weather and other environmental issues, it may be scheduled during daylight hours only, during best weather conditions.
DeLuca says one retaining wall still needs to be built, and the trail will need some rehab after the recent rains. An official open date has not been set. Until then, waiting will continue to be a test of patience for those who want to get back to normal. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.